Our first scripture reading tonight comes from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. A shoot shall come up from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with a lamb, the leopard shall lie down with a kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy all on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful place so that we can worship together. Thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity to use this servant to preach your word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer and our Savior. Amen. So all of our readings this evening, some way or another, talks about the kingdom of God. To be more accurate, the season of Advent may be all about the kingdom of God. And as I was reading these three scriptures over and over and meditating and reflecting upon what this theme of kingdom of God could mean to us in this cold winter evening of year 2013. And I would like to share the message of the kingdom of God based on our first reading from Isaiah. Our reading from Isaiah today is very beautifully and poetically done. It starts with, a shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. And Jesse, for those who know, he is the father of King David. And this verse is actually prophesizing about the coming of Jesus Christ, who is known to be David's descendant. This is why the scripture is so appropriate in this season of Advent. These past few days, after the first week of December, we finally got some signs of the beginning of the New England winter. To be honest with you, I personally don't like winter, especially the New England one. It's cold, period. You have to shovel the snow from the walkway. You have to wake up so early from the noise of your neighbor's snowblower. You have to dig out your car. Your hands are freezing while doing that. Since I don't have a driveway in our place, each afternoon we need to fight for street parking spaces in the narrower streets. Many times you have to park your car so far away from your house, several blocks away from your house. But there's one thing that I like about New England winter. It is that I don't have to worry about our backyard. anymore. We don't need to pull out the weeds or trim the grass or blow the leaves, but we can just not worry about it until the next spring. And speaking of pulling out the weeds, thanks to our landlord, they had designed the backyard so that we don't have to worry about it anyways. They didn't plant any grass, but they dug out everything, sprayed all the chemicals so that no plant can grow, and put two layers of plastic cover over it, and then they had created a little patio, this brick area, so that the backyard stays pretty neat with the minimum care. But somehow, every spring, somehow, through all these layers of poisons and artificial stuffs, we could see tiny green shoots of plants rising up from the smallest cracks. And before it even gets warmer, we know it is spring season again. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. A tree stump is a dead plant. A shoot coming out from that dead stump symbolizes life. Through this illustration, this image, Isaiah is proclaiming about this life to the readers that will be brought to us by the descendant of David, who is Jesus Christ. Through this illustration of life over a dead tree trunk, the hope for kingdom of God is proclaimed. And in the verses 6 to 9, Isaiah illustrates what the kingdom of God looks like. It is beautiful and peaceful. It says, "The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them." And it goes on. There is no hurting, no fighting, and no one destroys each other. It is just beautiful and peaceful. This is the image of kingdom of God that we have been taught so many times since our first day of Sunday school. It grants us the idea of this amazing heaven that we all Christians are longing for at the end. However, we must not fall into the temptation of distancing this hope. That means the most amazing thing about the scripture today is that the kingdom of God is not somewhere else we dream of. The scripture doesn't talk about unicorns or other imaginary animals that shows up in modern day fantasy movies. It talks about our earthly animals. And in verse 9, it says, "They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Not Garden of Eden, but this earth where we live right now will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Then we will witness the peaceable kingdom. Now, this kingdom of God may sound still too far from all these gigantic words that describe it: righteousness, justice, peace, and it goes on. So how do we do that? How do we experience the kingdom of God? I've been married since 2009 with my wife, and amen, yes. And we've been dating 3 years prior to that. And don't get me wrong, I love her so much still. But there was a major difference between dating and married life. And one of the major differences was the habit of shopping. Before, when we were dating, when we go out shopping for mine or her clothes, it didn't matter how long it took. Everything was lovable, everything was beautiful. And I don't want to stereotype men versus women like this, because a lot of people love shopping and some women might not like shopping. But there is a major difference between how I shop and she shops. When I shop, I have a goal. I plan. I shop because I need something. So let's say I want a short. So I enter the door of TJ Maxx. I directly go to the short section, pick up that short, check it out, pay for it, and then I return home. That's how I shop. But my wife is different. She goes every hanger to each hanger. She even sees what's up there, what's down here. She goes from clothing, shoes, furniture, and she doesn't buy anything. And then she goes to another shop, do the same. And then I learned something from that. I learned something from it. Because she does that, because she does that careful shopping, she gets what she really wants. She gets what the real good thing is. So let's go back to the image of the shoot that comes out from the stump. What we need to do is to be able to pay attention to that shoot, little tiny green shoot that grows in your backyard. We have to be attentive to the signs, little signs of hope in this world, in our neighborhood, and in our nation. We need to look for those green sprouts, green shoots in our lives. At the memorial service of Nelson Mandela, there were thousands of people gathered to remember his life. Among them, there were political figures who were so-called enemies. First time meeting each other in decades, shaking hands. That was how much Mandela's life was respected. And I was thinking, what part of Mandela's life are we so respectful for? There may be many different reasons depending on the perspectives, but for me, it is the fact that he never gave up. He once reminded us, it seems impossible until it gets done. He never gave up. And in this season of Advent, I would like to invite you to just stop walking through the busyness of this holiday season for 1 second and just simply take a time of rest to sit on the stump on the road that God has provided us. And just carefully look around. Look around our families. Look to your children. Look to your spouses. Look around our church. Look around our neighborhood. And try to discover the wonderful signs of hope in this earth. And by doing that, perhaps, the kingdom of God may not seem that far away and impossible after all. I pray that your season of Advent be filled with wondrous discoveries. Amen.
Amen.